we see two very contrasting pictures of faith in God and the effects that faith in God has on those around us. In the first reading, Paul is praising the church in Thessalonica of how great their faith is, that he says, "You know, in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything." That their faith was so manifestly a positive thing in their life that in this the very, very, very early church, that the people, the local people who had never heard the gospel message before, were so impressed by the first messengers of the faith that St. Paul says, we didn't even have to preach by the time we got there, because by your words and example, everyone was edified and at least knew what this gospel of Jesus Christ was all about. And obviously that's the model for our own lives, that the way we live our faith should be something that people are attracted to, even if they're not necessarily going to be Catholic, that they would say, wow, this person is a Catholic and they reflect that really well in their lives, and I can see how that helps them to really always think about how we come across. On the opposite, the dramatic opposite, is the scribes and Pharisees, who get a very strong tongue lashing from our Lord today. A lot of woes, a lot of hypocrites, blind accusations, calls them children of Gehenna, very intense. And why is it that Jesus is berating them so terribly? Because they put their faith not in God, not in all the examples he's using, not the things that they represent, but in the things themselves. Basically, their faith is in the way that they live their faith. Like all the unimportant things, they've taken and put them above God. Instead of leading them to God, like the temple or the gold in the temple or the altar, they've put their importance on that. And that's the woes can extend to us too. If the way we live our faith puts so much emphasis on the way that we think that the faith should be lived, very particular things, you know, and especially like an attitude that what we do with our faith is so much better than everything else, in this kind of condescending world like the scribes and Pharisees lived in, where people say, gosh, why would I want to be Catholic? Look at these people. They're so judgmental and angry, and they point out all these errors in everyone else and all this other stuff. So when we look at our life of faith, we have to examine, is it something that other people see as life-giving for us, or something that's a real negative that kind of brings everyone else around them down? And it's always a call, an examination of our consciences for our whole life, because pride is the one sin that never goes away. Even if we do all sorts of good things, like the scribes and Pharisees, they did tons of good things all the time. But with pride, pride takes us down to Gehenna. So let's listen to the words of Jesus today and the words of St. Paul and examine, is our life a source of life-giving faith for other people, or does it distract them from God, whom we should all worship?